Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. One thing we want to let everyone know that is happening at Frank's Place is they are now serving brunch every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. They're going to have a full breakfast menu, and to top it all off, $10 bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas. So you want to check that out. Right now, my guest is Seth Palsy, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. And Seth, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. And I want to talk about these songs. Good, I have them right handy here. So we kind of mentioned the name of the songs, but we want to talk a little more about, you know, the inspiration or a little backstory on them. So the first song we have here is On and On and On. So can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, it's off my first solo album, which came out in 2012, and it's one of the only tunes I actually perform out at my regular working cover gigs when someone asks for to hear an original. And it's just kind of stuck with me over the year, and it's actually the only song off my first album where one of my buddies actually laid down a guitar track on there as well. And it was someone I used to collaborate with. So that song's pretty special to me. I've kept it around now. I think I wrote it in maybe 2009. It's almost a decade old.
Yeah. Okay, and another song we have here is Hooked on You. Can you tell us about this song?
Hooked on You is a song I wrote in the studio just on the fly. Just kind of came to me like within one breath. I basically hit record and let it go. And I wrote the lyrics about my daughter, and then it became part of my wedding. We put it on the CDs to hand out because it just works for it. Universally explains how I feel about my family, and so we wanted to put that on there as a representation of my love for my wife and my kids.
Okay, and another song we have here is Battle Cry. Can you tell us about this one?
Battle Cry is the it's a representation of the heavier side of what I do. I have a really heavy side of my spectrum of music, and my wife actually wrote most of the lyrics to that song, and so that's why that song's so special to me as well. And it's off my second album, and it's also on my website right now.
Oh, so your wife wrote the lyrics, so she just did that separate and said, "Here you go, honey." Huh?
She gave me some lyrics. She my wife is pretty brilliant. She used to play a bunch of instruments, used to DJ, and she's just crazy talented, and she can write like mad. And so I asked her if she wanted to give me some words to use at that particular time, and we did.
Oh, so is the Palsy family band something that's in the future?
My wife doesn't play anymore. My stepson plays guitar and some drums. My daughter plays piano, recorder, and she's thinking about doing some drums. And, of course, as I mentioned before, she does ukulele as well.
Oh, so very musical family then. Who knows where everyone's going to, how far everyone's going to take it in the family, huh?
Oh, who knows? I just wish that I could play as well as these kids did at their age. My daughter's 10, and she's already stopping traffic. Like, we were in a music store about a week or two ago, and these two college kids figured out I was their father and followed me into the drums and asked me, "Is that your kid out there?" And they were like, "Oh my God, the way that she's playing piano at her age, you have to keep her going." And that meant the world to me because I teach my daughter how to play. So I was just so happy and proud of her all in the same breath. So who knows how far that either one of our kids are going to go with the music.
Oh, fantastic. And you mentioned about, you know, how your wife helped you with the lyrics. Is that something you'd like to continue? And again, you'll just see how that goes then, huh?
Yeah, if she wants to give me some lyrics, I would gladly, you know, use them. That's always the very last stop in the writing process for me. So she has not. It's been about 4 years. But, yeah. You know, if she has any more, I'll take them, sure.
So, Seth, we're talking about, you know, performances. So for your performance, and when you perform out, it's mainly for the most part a solo acoustic, is that it? Or?
Correct. That's what's paying the bills these days. So it's covers.
Oh, so the idea, I mean, do you try to mix in a couple of originals with the covers, or how does this work? It's mainly the core is covers then.
It is covers. I only throw in originals upon special request,
right.
and they come from time to time, but for the most part, you know, this is a job, and I'm there to play, you know, ear candy. People want to hear what's on the radio and songs that take them back and make them feel good while, you know, they're out having a good time already, and that's what I'm going to do, you know. But, it, you know, like I said, sometimes the people will want to hear originals, and when they do, I try to appease them and give them what they're looking for.
So, I mean, as far as, you know, covers, we're talking about Tom Petty, we're mentioning the Eagles. So, basically, when you're coming up with all these covers, it's basically songs that you like, you enjoy, or mainly would like to play over and over and over again.
I wouldn't say that they're all what I enjoy. There's quite a few artists that I cover that I'm not fond of, but I've received so many requests over the years, and you know, as I said, you know, this is what pays the bills.
Right.
So, but I've made them my own, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just even when I hear the originals on the radio or whatever, I have to go, oh, that's how it sounds, because I'm so used to what I do. I've, you know, over and over and over playing it that I forget what the original sounds like. But I cover anything from Buddy Holly to Bruno Mars. That's basically what I tell people what I play.
So that is interesting, Seth, about, you know, Bruno Mars. So, I mean, that you try to get in as much sound, or you know, like I said, you do it your way is what you're saying. Then
the gimmick that I try to pass on, and what I actually, the most common feedback that I get after performance, be it from the clientele in that venue that
right.
I performed or the employers, they're always telling me that they're crazy about my song selection, and I'm always playing things that normal cover artists don't usually cover. I try to, and that's a lot. My wife, she'll push me to take a challenge and not just play something that you've heard a million times, butchered to death in a bar or whatever. So I try to step outside that realm and challenge myself. So and you can never guess the next artist that I'm going to play. It won't make sense. I might go from something from the 50s to something from the 70s, or skip to, you know, modern day. I try to keep people, you know, guessing, so it's not predictable.
So how about like the Southern rock, like the Leonard Skinner, Allman Brothers? You do any of that? Or?
No, not typically. No. I as south as I go would be Tom Petty,
okay.
and Johnny Cash. And,
oh,
you know,
there you go. That's nice.
Yeah, that's about it for me. I don't think it's in my wheelhouse. Although
right.
my wife thinks that I could pull off some country, but I just kind of, or even the Southern rock, but I kind of stick to what I know for the most part.
Yeah, that's how you have to do it. So we're talking about, you know, all of these covers, all these originals. So you're saying typically for you, how long do these places like you to play? Is it 1 hour, 2 hours, or three? Or
it depends. I do a regular monthly spot at the Whiskey off Sand Lake, and I do 2 hour performances there. I performed at Outriggers in New Smyrna Beach the other night. I do a four-hour gig there. And the night before, I was in Volusia County as well at the New Smyrna Beach Brewery, and I performed a three-hour shift. And I believe all my shifts this week are three-hour shifts. So I think it's mainly three-hour shifts, but I also do four-hour shifts. Very few two-hour shifts.
Is breweries one of your big places? Or, I mean, you get a lot of those? Or?
Yeah, actually, there's one I'm performing at this week. I'm performing at the Dead Lizard Brewing Company this week. But I guess I didn't really think about it, but I guess that is part of it. But I mean, a lot of it are restaurants,
right,
resorts.
Right, yeah.
Like I played Wakaiva Island a week or two ago. You know, it's not just one. It's either, like I said, it could be a charity event, a wedding. I'm down for whatever.
So with, like, some of these places, you know, on the beach or on the coast, and I've asked this, you know, to other artists, too, that do they expect trap rock, or do you play trap rock, or you get away with doing a show without trap rock?
I was, when I started in Volusia County, I was aware of that, and I was conscious that I could be asked to do a lot of that, and I don't play a lot of that. But when I did my first gig there, working for my booker, he came back to me and said, they loved your song selection. So I was pleased with that. But I stick to, I might cover some Bob Marley.
Oh, there
you know,
you, go.
You play that, you kind of like, as long as they hear that one time, I think that's their fix and they're okay with it and you can move on.
Oh, so you do a lot of these like shows, like they have you right on the beach or right off the ocean, or
it's actually pretty cool. Yeah, I'm like right on a pier out there at Outriggers, and my booker also wants me to perform at some place that I guess is right on the beach. I haven't started there yet. I believe I start there next month, so he's spacing me out all over Volusia County. Excuse me, Volusia County. So, but I'm down for whatever, as long as I don't, you know, get too much sand on my equipment. I'm okay with that.
So is that kind of, you know, you're saying you're right, almost right in the beach.
Yeah, just about. I mean, you know, I have to worry about some waves at some point from the way he was describing it to me, as far as how I would be down on the beach. But we'll see.
So, I mean, with these beach gigs, is it a lot of times at night, or is it during the afternoon? It would seem like sometimes with these places, people like to hear this music at 3 o'clock. I don't know.
I haven't done really any afternoon gigs yet, but as I said, I'm going to be starting at another place, and I believe that's an afternoon gig that I'll be doing. But a lot of the performances I'm doing are either 6 to 9 or 6 to 10.
Okay. So, it's interesting that you have a lot of these shows in Volusia County then. I mean, your range is pretty much wherever.
Yeah, I'm you know, if it pays well and there's a good reception, you know, I know how to take a hint. If you know, if it's not my scene, I'm not going to try to, you know, book myself again there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll definitely come back if I feel a good vibe. And Volusia County has been excellent to me. And I've received other work from customers that have been in audiences, have hired me to play weddings and whatnot. So, like, it's Volusia County has been very good to me so far.
And with the weddings, is that a situation where sometimes you're looking like for dinner music, background music, and then other times they want to dance, want to party, or how does that work?
I'm prepared for whatever they want to do. So, yeah, I mean, you follow the mood of the crowd, you know, and you kind of see who's out there and what they want to hear. You can kind of feel it out.
Okay, Seth, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Seth Palsy, who is a great singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, musician, performer. You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening at Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place, so please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.